We begin this flow seated cross-legged, hands on the knees with 5 deep breaths. Inhale, expand the ribs. Exhale, let the ribs close. Then we come into the pose. Butterfly pose. Hands hold the feet and we begin for 3 deep breaths. We continue with a few flutters, then interlace the fingers, palms together. Inhale and lift the arms toward the sky. Exhale and lower the arms behind you, hands on the floor, and then return to a few butterfly flutters. We lean toward the left knee, hands on either side of the knee, and tip over. We do the same on the right, then come back to the left side and the right side. We extend the right leg. We fold down over the leg and sway gently to the right and left, staying over the right leg. And we rise back up and make wide side movements to stretch the left side body. We move to the other side, left leg, fold down over the leg and sway gently right and left. Inhale, rise back up and bring the right hand closer toward the left foot to stretch the right side body. We come to sit on the heels on the knees and make a few movements with the wrists. We rise up on the knees and make a few hip circles. We'll do 3 circles with the right arm, 3 in one direction and then 3 in the other. Same with the left arm, 3 large circles in one direction and 3 circles in the other direction. We come into tabletop on all 4s to finish warming up the wrists. Depending on wrist flexibility and what you need, turn the hands around and rock back. We extend the right leg out to the side and do 5 cat-cow movements while keeping the leg open out to the side. Inhale into cow, exhale into cat. Cow with an arch, cat with a round back. Cow with an arch, cat with a round back. Inhale cow, exhale cat. Bring the right leg back in and do the same. Extend the left leg out to the side and begin 5 cat-cow movements, really trying to match the breath to the movement. Inhale, exhale into a rounded back. Inhale into an arch, exhale into a rounded back. Then exhale into child's pose. For 3 to 4 deep breaths, relax, stretch the shoulders well, arms forward, forehead on the floor, face relaxed. We Move slightly forward onto the elbows into frog pose. And here we do 5 rocks forward and back, staying as close to the floor as possible gently. Don't forget your breathing. And we come back up into tabletop. Here we open the feet and send the hips back. And we alternate. We close the feet, send the hips back, open the feet, send the hips back. In total, that's 10 movements, don't force. We alternate, feet open, send the hips back, the hips return. Feet closed, send the hips back, the hips return to center. And we come back into child's pose. For 3 deep breaths. We continue with downward facing dog. If needed, pedal the feet and really try to lengthen the whole spine. Tailbone toward the sky. Then place the knees on the floor. Bring the right foot forward to do 10 dynamic lunges. Move the pelvis forward, bend the right knee, engage the right thigh and quadriceps. On the inhale, the arms rise toward the sky. On the exhale, move back again, the arms lower. Forward, back, inhale, exhale. Arms to the sky, arms to the floor. After these 10 lunges, we come back into tabletop. Then downward facing dog. Still trying to lengthen the spine. Stretch the backs of the thighs and the calf. If possible, heels on the floor, but it's not required. Take deep breaths and completely relax the face. We bring the left foot forward to do our 10 lunges on the left side. On the inhale, the arms rise toward the sky. On the exhale, move back, the arms lower. Inhale forward, exhale back. Inhale arms to the sky, exhale arms to the floor. After 10 lunges, hands to the floor, we return to downward facing dog for 3 deep breaths. We pedal if needed. Stretch the backs of the thighs. Knees to the floor. Bring the right foot to the outside of the right hand and come into lizard pose. If it's accessible today, place the elbows on the floor to the left of the right foot, and here we have the left knee lifted off the floor. And we take 5 deep breaths here. We do 10 pulses low down, the left knee comes to touch the floor, the hips lower, then we lift back up in a dynamic movement. Once these 10 pulses are done, we rise back up onto the hand, send the right leg back and return to downward facing dog for 3 deep breaths. We lift the left leg, knee bent, coming into 3-legged dog. Here too, take deep breaths, try to stay relaxed, right heel on the floor. Then bring the left foot to the outside of the hands and settle gently into lizard pose. We lower the elbows to the floor. The right knee is lifted off the floor and we take 5 deep breaths here. We continue here for 10 pulses at the bottom. The right knee touches the floor, then lifts back up. We rise up, hands on the floor, send the left leg back and return to downward facing dog. Keep taking deep breaths, lengthen the spine, relax the face. Lift the right leg, knee bent in three-legged dog. Stay here for 5 deep breaths. Left heel on the floor. Seek the stretch and the release. Bring the foot back to the floor. Move through tabletop and bring the right leg forward for a gentle transition into half pigeon. The shin is as parallel as possible to the edge of the mat. Don't force stop as soon as you feel a stretch on the outside the hip with no discomfort in the knee. The back is straight, hands on the floor. Take 5 deep breaths here. Lengthen the torso forward before coming back up. Do 10 rocking movements like this forward. I rise up, I inhale, I lower down, I exhale. I adjust the range according to how I feel. I exhale, I fold down, I inhale, I rise up. And on the 10th repetition we stay down. Place the hands in front. The head rests on the hands on the floor or on a block depending on what you need. And look for maximum release. Completely relax the face and stay here for 5 deep breaths. Gently come back up and return to tabletop. You can extend the right leg and shake it out to release it. Same thing with the left leg. And then downward facing dog. Lengthen the spine, take deep breaths. Lift the left leg, left knee bent, and stay here in three-legged dog for 5 breaths with the right heel pressing toward the floor. Relax the face and the cheeks. Bring the left foot forward beside the hands and gently settle into half pigeon. The left knee is bent, the shin is on the floor as parallel as possible to the edge of the mat without feeling any discomfort in the knee. The torso is upright and here we take 5 deep breaths. Seek release and length through the spine. Then we begin 10 forward back rocking movements with the torso. We tip forward, exhale, we come back up, inhale. Again we tip forward, exhale, we come back up, inhale. On the 10th repetition stay forward, arms in front, head on the arms on the floor or on a block. Take 10 deep breaths in pigeon pose. Seek maximum release. Slowly come back up. Return to tabletop on all fours. Release the right leg, then the left leg. And here we go into downward facing dog. Stretch the spine well, lengthen a tailbone reaching toward the sky. Take time to breathe, face relaxed. Lift the right leg, bend the knee, three-legged dog. Left heel on the floor, arms straight. Bring the foot back to the floor and move through tabletop and come to lie on the left side. The right hand is on the floor, the knees are slightly bent and stacked together. And open the right knee toward the sky while in contact with the left foot. Here we'll do 10 dynamic movements, lifting the right knee. Don't forget your breathing. Come back up, return to tabletop and downward facing dog. And stay here for 5 deep breaths. We lift the right leg, bend the right knee, left heel pressing into the floor. Bring both feet to the floor. And come to lie on the right side. Right arm extended in front of you, left hand on the floor, and we begin 10 openings with the left knee lifting toward the sky while keeping the feet together. We continue the mobility work here, for the hips. Gently come back up tabletop and downward facing dog, lift the right leg, three-legged dog. We bring the foot back to the floor, then quietly come to sit in butterfly pose. Hold the feet with the hands and do a few flutters. Then we come to lie on back, keeping the legs in butterfly. Stay here for 3 deep breaths. We extend the right leg, lift the left leg toward the sky, and let the left knee fall completely over to the right. Place the foot on the floor, leg extended as high as possible without forcing, and take 3 deep breaths. And gently, very gently slide the left foot downward in a circular movement. Feel the stretch in the left glute and hip. We are going to do the same on the other side. Lift the right leg and let it fall completely over to the left. Take 3 deep breaths. Then slowly slide the right foot toward the left foot in a circular movement, feeling the stretch in the right glute and hip. Then bend both legs, hold the right knee, the right foot with the left hand, right hand on the right knee. We'll do 5 pulses. Here we straighten the leg, guiding the movement without forcing. Straighten the right leg and do the same with the left leg. The right arm holds the left foot, left hand on the knee. And we do 5 pulses, straightening the leg. And come into Savasana. If it's more comfortable, adapt Savasana on your side. And we end the session with a moment of relaxation and deep breathing. Relax your face, relax your body. Take your time.